3. A cacophony in the countryside. BBC Look East presenter Susie Fowler-Watt and family have a noisy problem with the livestock. Unfortunately, Susie wasn't able to record her piece, so Sally will read it for you instead.
Since having children, I've been a very light sleeper. Maybe it's a mum thing, but I wake up at the slightest noise my offspring make in the night. If one tiptoes down the corridor to go to the loo, I'm wide awake. "Everything okay?" I whisper loudly. "Yes, I just need a wee. Go back to sleep," my bemused child will reply. A cry out in their sleep because of a nightmare, and I'm out of bed before the plot has even got going. In recent weeks, I've been repeatedly woken by cries in the night and have sat upright in bed on the alert. Which family member is it? Did I dream it? I pause for a moment and wait to hear it again. And there it is. Not a human cry, but a strangled crow from one of our 3 cockerels. This is not a charming cock-a-doodle-doo, but a piercing squawk that cuts through the night. Why do we have 3 cockerels, you may ask? I ask that too, pretty much every day. The answer is that our hens got broody last summer and laid some eggs. With no male on the scene, these were never going to turn into chicks. But Betty and Babs did not know this, so they patiently sat and sat and sat in their little nest box in our shed. Weeks and weeks went by, we took the eggs away, and still they stayed. Eventually, Alex took pity on them and bought some fertilised eggs through eBay, which he put under them. After the requisite time, Betty and Babs became proud parents of 4 chicks, shared custody, and finally came out from the shed with their brood. It wasn't long before it became obvious that 3 of the 4 chicks were boys, and soon the crowing began. The aggravating factor in all this has been bird flu, which means all our birds must be kept under cover. We have 4 cool ducks as well as the 6 chickens, and to avoid them having a nasty fight amongst themselves, Alex netted over our back garden so they have a bit of space to roam rather than being locked in a coop. This means they are right by the house all the time rather than living their best free-range lives. If you thought that cocks only crow at dawn, think again. Our chaps crow day and night. Apparently, cocks crow when they feel their power is being threatened. So it makes sense that at any one time, when kept in close proximity with each other, one of the lads can feel he's being disrespected. He starts, the others follow, and then the blooming call ducks start up, and it's a cacophony. I suggested to Alex that maybe we could at least separate them at night and bring our big old coop back into service. No chicken has set foot in it for years, and it has been rotting away sadly at the side of the house. "The roof's not in good shape," he replies. "Can't it be mended?" I ask, I think, reasonably. And with that, I unintentionally kick-start one of the longest and most cost-ineffective projects this house has ever known. It's involved endless trips to buy materials needed and then endless weeks of work. I honestly believe that if I tot up the cost and then allocate £2 an hour for Alex's labour, we could have bought the most luxurious coop in Norfolk rather than restore a rather ordinary decaying one. By the time it's finished, the bird flu restrictions will be long gone, and our wildfowl will take one look at it and strut in the opposite direction. The architect Frank Lloyd Wright said, "Regard it as just as desirable to build a chicken house as to build a cathedral." Just mulling that one over, thinking of Norwich Cathedral and our coop. They may take similar length of time to finish, but apologies, Alex. I think the Anglo-Saxons had the edge. I'm not sure our coop will still be standing in 1 year, let alone 1,000.